Yesterday we were occupied with the first five verses of this chapter, and we have seen there together this great decline. Let's see, that family left the house, the house of bread, left the place of praise and went to Moab. And when you look at these verses very carefully, you see there the decline in the Christian testimony. And especially when you compare it with the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, you can trace these conditions in these five verses we had before us yesterday. The brethren have remarked several times yesterday and spoken about remnant. But what is really a remnant? It is not, beloved, something which is left over. And sometimes you get leftovers for supper. But leftover, the remnant, is always fresh. It is a part of the original, of what God has given. And it is so good to realize that God always, in all circumstances, right through the scriptures, has had a remnant. And God has a remnant today. And God forbid that we should say, well, we are the remnant. That is up to God to decide who and what is the remnant. But the remnant was there in the first five verses of this chapter, although it was not noticeable on the outside. But God knew it. And when we come from verse 6 and we go on, what we will do now this morning, then we see that the remnant comes alive. And the remnant will be noticeable. And how is the remnant noticeable? In the first place, that Naomi heard something. She heard a rumor that God was at work in the house of bread. And when she heard this, then something started in her heart. A desire came to go to that place where bread could be found. Certainly, a very selfish desire. But God uses these desires. God uses these circumstances to bring the person back to himself. The same actually we heard last night about the prodigal who came to the end. And then he said, well, it was in my father's house much better than I have now. And actually it was a selfish desire to bring him back to his father. Beloved, God works in a mysterious way. And God has the deep desire to do the work of restoration in our hearts. One more thing before I sit down. In the first five verses, we do not read about faith. Faith is not there. Faith is displaced by worldliness, by not realizing what God has given us, leaving the house of bread. Revelation 2, losing first love, mixing up priorities. And that is the case here. But now, from verse 6 on, there we find the ingredient, the most necessary thing we need in our lives, and that is faith. And the faith comes out here. And certainly the brethren will speak about it. What does faith do in a practical way, and here in the verses before us? And I think it does two things. Faith separates us from all what is ungodly. On the other hand, faith unites us. Unites us with the men in glory. Unites us with all who are going out to him, who follow him. Wonderful result of faith. These things will come out here, and may the Spirit of God lead us, that we may develop these thoughts for his glory and for our benefit. Beloved, again, restoration is God's work. We cannot restore one another. We only can be a channel. We only can be available to the Lord. But it is the Lord's work who brings a soul who has gone astray back to himself, back to the fold, back to the place where there is bread, that heavenly bread, and where the Lord Jesus is honored and praised.